السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Mufti Sahib, we hope that you are in the best of health. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu, nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِلْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ أُقَدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Zulqadah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verses 41 and 42. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Qalu, so these angels, Almighty Allah posed a question to them, are these people worshipping you, O angels? Qalu, the angels responded, Subhanaka, that everlasting glory, perfection for you, O Almighty Allah, in anta waliyuna min dunihim, you are our protector, not them. We worship you only, and we never tell people or any creation to worship us. Bal, nay, we never told them. But these people, what do they worship? Kanu ya'budun al-jinn. They worship the jinn, majority of them. Jinn yameen shayateen. And Almighty Allah Jalla wala states, yad'una illa shaytanam marida. That majority of them, that they are worshipping the rebellious shayateen, those shaytan who are always rebels and so forth and so on. So that is what is enshrined in the noble Quran. So that is how human beings get astray today. وَإِيَّدْعُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا. Chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 117. So that is what they are worshipping, not us, the angels. They're worshipping the jinnat, and majority of the jinnat are rebellious and so forth. You get some of them, Quran says, that أَمَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ. So مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ. Some are Muslim, but majority of them are creation, who are that non-Muslim and so forth. Aktharuhum bihim mu'minun. There's it there. So majority of them, they are now worshipping the jinnat. They're bringing iman on the jinnat. Jinnat is the invisible creation of Almighty Allah, created from smokeless fire. On that day, the day of justice, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يَمْلِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. On that day of justice, no person will possess the capacity, ability, capability, بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ, to cause نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا, to cause benefit to anybody, nor to cause harm to anybody. Everybody will be there in the presence of Almighty Allah on the day of justice, and they'll come individually. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمًا الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. That individually people will have to now plead guilty or innocent, whatever it might be. And Almighty Allah will grant certain individuals permission to intercede. That is with the consent and permission of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. So none of them will be able to intercede except except with the permission command of Allah Jalla Wala, and Ash-Shafa'atul Kubra, the greatest intercession will take place by him, the master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, the hadith is mentioned twice in Tirmidhi. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati, my intercession will take place for those people of my ummah and my international flower followers and global followers who have people of iman and faith and Islam who committed major sins. So not kufr and shirk, blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship. So for them, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede. Therefore we should beg Allah Azza wa Jalla daily, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. Oh Allah, grant us the intercession, Arabic shafa'ah, Urdu safarish, English intercession on the day of qiyamah. Naf'u wa la darra. So nobody will be able to do anything. وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, and we, Allah stamping His Majesty, Sovereignty, Authority, and Allah says, we will tell those people, لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, so those who are the kuffar and mushrikeen, the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ, now you are the one that you must taste the punishment which you are rejecting. You are making a mockery of it. You made a mockery of the messenger. You made a mockery of the message itself. See Surah 34 and verse number 43 also. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ, when our clear-cut verses were recited on them, clear verses, take 112, chapter 112, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Almighty Allah is one alone, unique. Allahu Samad, Allah is totally independent. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, is not the father of anyone, is not the child of anyone. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ, there is none equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So what was their response? Qalu, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, non-Muslims were saying and mature, they said, Ma hadha illa rajului yuridu an yasuddakum amma kana ya'budu abaukum. This person here, rajul here, refers to the master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they tried more and more to belittle the master alayhi salam, Allah forbid, al-iyazu billah. They tried that, but Allah passed the decree and the verdict, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكَرَكْ, and we have elevated your name-nami, your ismi-grami, your message, and you are where you are, you always will be the most precious and most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Chapter 94 and verse number 4. Chapter 94, verse 4. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, when my name is taken, Allah Jalla Wala, then immediately after that, your name-nami, ismi-grami, honorable name is taken. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, in adhan, in iqama, everywhere we see that. So ma hadha illa rajului yuridu, his intention, motive, does non-Muslims would say, ay yasuddakum, to prevent you, amma kana ya'budu abaukum, from what your forefathers were worshipping. If you ask a non-Muslim today, some of them, not all, why you don't want to embrace Islam? Some of them tell us openly that my color, my whiteness prevents me. Some of them tell me or tell us that what they say, that my ancestors will get very, very upset if I leave this religion. So all these type of fairy tales people will give you. وقالوا, and they also said, ما هذا إلا إفكم مفترى. So this is just one big lie and propaganda, invented, fabricated. You see, when you cannot accept the truth, then you look for 101 excuses, and then character assassination. They will say that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam bringing about messages and lies and so forth, Allah forbid. But they know the character of the Master alayhi salatu salam, impeccable. Never ever did he speak a lie, never did he make propaganda, nothing of that sort. Therefore many of them afterwards embraced Islam also. وقال الذين كفروا للحق لما جاءهم, and these non-Muslims, when the truth came to them, the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the Prophet peace be upon him, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to them, لما جاءهم, what they said, إن هذا إلا سحر مبين, this is nothing but open sorcery, witchcraft and magic. But that was no answer. So you must remember that they realized deep down that it is the truth, but our arrogance and pride has become the impediment. So let us go now to the news, views and interviews, and see the pride and arrogance of Israel and United States and Britain and all of them. So today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 12th of Zulqada, 1445, Gaza genocide, day 228. So Bibi Netanyahu and his defense minister Gallant are now indicted and war criminals, remember, and the three leaders of Hamas. We're very proud of them. You haramis, always you'll do upside down thing. Many people in the world didn't know about the three great people of ours. Yahya Sinwar, the man running the tunnels and so forth, the best tunnels in the world, the Jutlas, the haramis, the Zionist Americans cannot penetrate it. And Ismail Haniya, the leader of Hamas, they're sitting quietly in Qatar, and then Muhammad Daif running the operations on the ground and so forth. So they are the great people. You can do what you want to. Nubahul Kilab La Yadurru Sahab. The barking of the dogs of America and Israel or the ICC is not going to harm them. But Bibi and Gallant, are they the only war criminals? Nay, there are many, many more. But you see the ICC, you Muslims, don't be naive and simple, Simons. Karim Khan, KK, is not a Muslim. He's a Pakka Qadiani out of the fold of Islam, just like the Kuffar Shia. Raisi is no Muslim. He's a Pakka Kuffar, an enemy of Sahaba, enemy of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhu majma'in. Wallahi, I have Quran Sharif in my hand. A person like that can never be Muslim. Yeah, in South Africa, we have organizations, we have people, and they send me the condolences they have sent. The Jamiat Ulama Hind from India, Mahmoud Madani, a disgrace to his grandfather he is. If he's here in South Africa, I will tell him, you are a disgrace and you are a bootlicker of the Kuffar Shias. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Sheikhul Islam, who passed away in 1957, gave his life, you must remember, went to jail to fight all these Kuffar and so forth, and you go and bootleg them, you go call Ibrahim Raisi a martyr. Shame on you, Mahmoud Madani, supposed to be president of Jamiat Ulama Hind. I will send out his letter today with my comments, and in English and Urdu. Absolute disgrace it is. So 5 days mourning in Iran. Iran will hold elections, you must remember, end of June. Also Biden says that it is outrageous. Hey Biden, you harami, you war criminal, Joe genocide, when you and your administration and the Americans murdered 500,000, half a million children in Iraq, was not that outrageous? Wasn't that war crimes by Blair and Bush, and you all support them? So don't come and tell you invaded 50 countries in World War II. You are the biggest war criminals, America. You are the biggest terrorist, and then your illegitimate child, and that is Israel. So don't come come and play and pontificate with us here and so forth. We will take you apart, remember this, and we know you're recording me and you listen to what I say. So we're very happy and proud about that. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So both parties are supporting Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, the Democrats and the GOP, the grand old party, the Republicans and so forth. You cannot equate Hamas with Israel. Obviously you can't equate them, you're such a donkey. So Hamas is standing a resistance movement. You stole our land, you keep us in the ghetto for 16-17 years, you steal our mosque, you steal our orchards, your settlers come and murder our people, you rape our women. So how can you equate it? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The Indian who was not elected, he just became prime minister by, you know, default, Sunak. He is another the poodle of America. So what he say, it's unhealthy. Are you healthy for Britain? You're going to lose. And you know you and Sula and all of you must pack up and go back to Rwanda and India, wasting people's time and so forth. You're a disgrace to the British people, Sunak. So remember, France at least made a good statement, Macron. They said, we must respect the independence of the ICC. And he agreed with them to a great extent. So at least some common sense came. But you see, when you speak common sense and it's not in the interest of America, Israel, then always they will make some problems. So France is facing huge problems in New Caledonia, and there, remember that it's the Australians, New Zealanders are sending their planes, and that, come on, we must evacuate our citizens and so forth and so on. And France has sent hundreds of their army there to stabilize issues. So a lot of things going on. Best part is the United Nations. I went there right inside and you see where the Security Council is and everything and where they pass their resolutions. Most of them haramis. Anyway, remember they had 1 minute silence for the EC. You got it? So they had 1 minute silence. Best part is the Americans and all of them stood up. In Islam, there's 1 minute silence and all that is haram, is not permissible. No aid coming in from the pier. You understood? According to United Nations, for the past 2 days. Obviously, no aid will come into Gaza. Why? They bring in arms and ammunition via the pier, via Cyprus, America sending arms and ammunition. For more than 7 months, for what 7 months? For 76 years, they're sending in arms and ammunition and still they can't beat Hamas. Shame on you. Fighting in Gaza will continue for another 6 months, IDF says. Why? So that will be time for elections in America, and Joe Genocide Biden is still supporting them. The world reacts to Raisi's death and so forth, some positive, some negative. Whatever it is, for us as true Muslims of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he died a non-Muslim and is dispatched to hell. You can quote me wherever you want. Any person who believes in Shia-ism is a non-Muslim. You believe in what Khomeini told you, you believe in what Khamenei told you. So today there'll be big, big processions, and you know the Shias, they have big act in Tabriz, and tomorrow in Tehran will be the major things going on there. So Zuma is barred from the elections, but his name is there, his photo will step will be there on the ballot. So, but he will not be able to enter parliament even if he wins and so forth. ICC to arrest Bibi and Gallant is outrageous and so forth, we told you that. UK blood scandal, the day of shame, as Sunak said. This is carrying on for decades. The governments, the Tories, and the Labour, and all of them, remember, they just covered it up. That's what they do. This was yesterday, Sunak saying, day of shame. And in Israel, yesterday, Monday, was day of disruption. Thousands of jutlas marching, demonstrating, protesting. Bibi, you're a war criminal. You must resign. You're a disgrace to the Jewish nation. You're a disgrace to Israel. You have that great lust for power, and therefore you're just hanging on to power. Plus minus 270,000 Hujjaj and pilgrims from different countries have arrived in Saudi Arabia. They either in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, in between Jeddah and so forth. So there is over 250,000 already. More than 2 million are expected. South African story, South Africa's biggest problem currently prior to elections, Unemployment in South Africa is running at 30% or more. That is across the board. Amongst the youth is running at 50% or more. So many people who are graduates are sitting at home, but the politicians, the fat cats, are getting fatter and fatter, and they're more worried about their pension and perks. Half of them good for nothing and should be fired immediately. Zelensky, a legitimate military target, Russia says so. If we put him away, it will be a legitimate target. I agree 100%. We stand with Hamas, we stand with Russia. You fix them up, fix America up, fix Israel up, and fix up all these European and NATO countries and so forth. Assange, Julian Assange, the whistleblower. So now they want to extradite him from UK to America, but he wins very big, and now they will hear his case, you must remember, there in Britain. So there will be no extradition for now. So let's see what happens. Imagine you're a whistleblower, but you go on trial. There in Australia, the guy whistleblower, McBride or whatever his name, they put him away for 6 years. These are your Western countries. These are your white hegemony. These are the super terrorists. Israel should be expelled from the United Nations and from FIFA. That is what you should do. Didn't you do that for South Africa? So same thing, Israel is a worse apartheid state than South Africa. I've been there 5 times to occupy Palestine. We grew up in South Africa. We know the history, geography of South African apartheid. Let me tell you, the apartheid in Israel is 100 times worse. So Ben Gvir, the Harami, says, why are the police protecting the aid coming into Gaza? So these are the people should be indicted. Karim Khan, for what you so frightened? You took 3 people of the Palestinians and 2 of the Jutlas. So where's the justice in that? You should have taken 20 people of the Israelis, especially Ben Gvir and Smotrich, even though Haaretz newspaper calls them war criminals and terrorists and so forth. Delhi is boiling, remember that, in India, and elections are going on, and there's big problems there. It's not an easy ride for Modi as they expected. So many scandals coming out, 45 degrees there in Delhi in India. And remember, regarding the radios for today, every day we'll give you update. So Dawood Munli, our engineer, and the Merkaz team will be today in Chatsworth. You contact Maulana Mubarak Khan there, Masjid, you understand, Iqbaliya, Unit 2 in Chatsworth. From 9 o'clock, they'll be working, inshallah, in different parts of Chatsworth. So that's one. Then our brother Fahmi Mal, remember, will be there in Heidelberg this morning, and then Balfour, and thereafter, you understood, in Nigel. Heidelberg, you contact my nephew, Mohammed Hussein. Balfour, you contact Ziad Khedingstad, you know, the pharmacist, his wife pharmacist. And then, but they call him pharmacist. He wears the coat, you think he's a doctor. Anyway, mashallah, all my connections and all our Mehman, my boss, every Mehman connected, you know, we connected 45 cuttings and all that. Okay, and then third one, Hafiz Anwar Pochi, there in Nigel, my student, so you contact him, mashallah. And then our brother Bilal, so mashallah, he will be there at the Merkaz Sahaba Studios there in Durban. So any one of you Durban surrounding, you want to take your decoder, your radio to him, Bilal will tune it up in 5, 10, 15 minutes, and remember, he'll give it to you free of charge. You don't pay anything. Even Dawood coming there is free of charge to Chatsworth. You don't pay anything. Fahmi Mal, we don't know him, so he says when he goes to Heidelberg and Balfour and Nigel, he'll charge 100 rand. So inshallah, you negotiate with him and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala make easy, make dua for Palestine, make dua for the Muslims, Mujahideen, and all might Allah Jalla Wala accept us to speak the truth without fear and favor. We don't have to carry favor or flavor with people. We have to speak the truth. That is what Islam teaches us. Alhamdulillah. G. Mo Salim Karim, we got 20. Okay, let me give you the programs for today. Maulana Musa Lahir will be interviewed today, Tuesday, by Mo Zahid Khan. 11 to 12, The Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah al-Aziz. Let's fire up, Maulana. We have 20 minutes till 6 o'clock, inshallah, for the Q&A.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Sahab, as a member of the Ahlus Sunnah, what should our stance be when a Shia passes on like the president of Iran?
I sent out a Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I sent out a message, you must remember, yesterday in Urdu. Khatib Baghdadi has written a fatwa and so forth. He says that when the Shias were dying and so forth in different parts, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah used to say Alhamdulillah. That's to praise Almighty Allah. When we hear two Jutlas died yesterday there, Jutlas mean Jews, Zionists, all that, remember what I tell you. Say Allahu Akbar, say Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. So another enemy of Islam dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. People say, who the hell are you to be judged? We're not judging. We're telling you what Quran is telling you. We're telling you what the Hadith Sharif is telling you. So Hadith Quran Sharif says, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. In this ayat, Surah chapter 9, Surah Tawbah verse 79 was revealed when the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman were contributing, and the poor Sahaba were contributing. 30,000 people leaving Medina Munawwara going to Tabuk, 1.5 hour by plane, so by walking and camel and so forth. How long? The logistics in Mustadrak Hakim is mentioned, 30,000 Sahaba assembled that time. So then the Sahaba contributed, and the Munafiqeen, hypocrites, non-Muslims, they said, make a mockery of them, of the Sahaba. Allah says, you make mockery of Sahaba, Sakhir Allahu minhum, Allah will make mockery of you, and walahum adabun alim, for them painful punishment, straight Jahannam forever. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha ra'aytumul ladina yasubbuna ashabi," when you see those people cursing, swearing, castigating my beloved students and companions, faqulu la'natullahi ala sharrikum, say Allah's curse be upon you. Muslim passes away, we say rahimahullah. For our shuhada and martyrs in Gaza al-Mubarakah, we say rahimahullah. For Shias, whether it's Khomeini, whether it's Raisi, whether it's whoever the hell it is from the Shias, so we say la'natullahi alayhim, Allah's curse be upon them.
Mufti Saab, I have only my wife and two daughters to inherit from me. After burial expenses and debts and wasiya, my wife takes 1/8 and the remainder is split between my two daughters. Is this correct?
No, incorrect. Totally incorrect. You must remember that. So first and foremost, when a Muslim, Muslimah passes away, a person who is a Muslim, then first is burial, funeral expenses, then number two will be the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, all must be paid to the creditors immediately, expedited. Third is wasiya for non-heirs, a person or an organization, even a non-Muslim person, Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, but maximum amount is 1/3. And should not exceed that amount of the net estate. So the creditors and the beneficiaries for whom you had bequeathed, you should do that immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. And the heirs, so you pass away, husband, so it seems that your parents have already predeceased you. So you say you have a wife, so your wife will get 1/8, 12.5%. You have two daughters, so they will get 2/3. But there's still residue left there then. So that will go to your siblings, remember that, your brothers and sisters. If you got brothers only, they will inherit. You got sisters only, they will inherit. You got brothers and sisters, the ratio will be 2:1. To say that 12.5% for the wife and remainder for daughters, you go straight to hell and Jahannam forever. Forever means for a long time. The Quran mentions that, Surah 4, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever, this is to do with miras, Islamic law of succession, Islamic law of inheritance, Surah 4, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ, you go beyond the limits. Now you want to give the two daughters everything after your wife inherits, and you're depriving your siblings, your brothers and sisters, their share which Islam gave them. Then you, the testator, the person who passed away, you the khilhu naran khalidan fiha. The literal meaning will be the person person is dispatched to Jahannam forever. But because the word Abada is not mentioned, so we translate it as will be dispatched to Jahannam for a very, very long time. And provided he or she passed away with Iman, one day they will come out with the mercy and grace of Allah. Walahu Adhabun Muheen. For such a person will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So rectify it, address it, and redress it, brother. Life is very short. Wife, 12.5%. Two daughters, remember, 2/3. If you have brothers only, they take the residue. You have sisters only, they take the remainder. You have brothers and sisters, siblings, so then the ratio 2:1 will apply.
Mufti Sahab, how much profit are we allowed to make on selling Qurbani animals? Sheep is extremely cheap, yet we rip our people Qurbani time.
Remember that the Sahaba and people came to the Master, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and said, Sa'ir lana ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you make a profit. You profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Make a profit margin for us, P-R-O-F-I-T. Tell us what is the maximum profit we can buy, sell things, and so forth. He, Rasulullah, Mustafa, sallallahu said no. Inna Allahu wal Musa'ir, Allah Jalla wa Ala is the one who will tell you what the prices are and so forth and so on. So today they tell you secularism, capitalism, Zionism, all these democracy, all tawhuti satanic systems and so forth. So therefore they have interest and usury and monopoly. All these are haram in Islam. Islam only teaches free trade. So it's willing buyer, willing seller. I tell you about myself, right? So I tell you about myself. So it will give you something. So I buy 2 shares, 2 nice big sheep. You understood from where? From here, Maulana Farhan Patel. And here in the deer. You want to contact Maulana Farhan Patel? I give you his number also. So he will tell me it will cost you 2,000 rand, 3,000 rand, 4,000 rand per sheep or whatever. So I don't know what he'll tell me. So I just tell him, Maulana, whatever it is, I will make the EFT. Maulana Farhan Patel, 074-820-8104. 074-820-8104. Okay? So I buy 2. So I just make EFT, whether it's 5,000, 6,000, whatever it is, right? No questions asked. I trust Maulana, and he does a good job, and they bring everything here, sliced and all that, as my wife wants it. So it's willing buyer, willing seller. So remember that. Second one, you want to do overseas, so we send 1 share to Maulana A.S. Desai, our Ustad Hazrat Maulana Majlis, and that is for external, that is for the whole Ummat, you see, from time of Adam alayhi salam, right till the last baby, for the whole Ummat of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is voluntary, so we do that for the external, okay? So whether it's 1,000 rand or whether it's 1,200 rand, whatever the share is, you understood? So we send that there too. So it's willing buyer, willing seller. The people who are ripping you off and exploiting and so forth, they don't buy from them. But you must remember, some ulama said it's hadith, but it's not hadith. It's a saying of ulama and people who are pious and so forth. Allama Kasani rahimahullah in Bada'i Sana'i also has mentioned it. He is one of the greatest Hanafi scholars. So remember, he quoted this, Azzimu dhahayakum fa innaha matayakum. Then make your qurbani animals nice, fat and healthy. That will be your means of conveyance straight to Jannah and paradise. Now you go and buy one animal in India, in Rajasthan and Dastan and Palanpur and Saharanpur and Kolvatpur and Dabelpur and I don't know, Salan and all that, Pupurpur, and one cow, you understand, the share is 200 rand, 220 rand. So I'm asking you, do you really think you will get the cow for 1,400, 1,500, 1,600? That cow must be half dead in Sakarat and so forth. So if you have to climb on that cow, you might fall down, or the cow fall down, the boat fall down, and you fall down in Jahannam. So for Allah, Jalla wala, spend willingly, lovingly, sincerely. Inna Allaha tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. So that is our Islamic attitude. But by the same time, the people selling the qurbani animals to exploit to such an extent, so that is not permissible also.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible to keep my entire share of the Qurbani?
100% Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kulu, best is you do this, this is best. Kulu, you eat from the Qurbani meat. Wa at'imu, and you feed others. It's not compulsory, it's just mustahab, better, desirable. You make three parts of it. One third you keep for yourself, one third you give your family and friends, and one third you give the poor people. According to Hanafi scholars and them, Qurbani meat, Aqiqah meat, you give Muslim, non-Muslim, all permissible. Shafi's, Hanbalis and them say, no, Qurbani meat, Aqiqah meat must be given to Muslims only, you can't give to non-Muslims. But you want to keep the whole entire meat, so it's fine, there's no problem with that. But better is to distribute some of it and so forth. Habib Buna rahmatul lil alamin sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kulu wa at'imu wa dakhiru." Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Eat, feed others, and you store it also. How are you going to store it? Our people, they love biltong. I know some people went for Hajj 1 week, 2 weeks ago. They bought so much biltong. They said, "No, we'll eat biltong day in Makkah, Medina, and so forth." You see, so you want to make biltong and all that? It's fine, no problem with that.
Mufti Saab, what's the difference between buying Sea Harvest box fish and IJ box fish? Some ulama say Sea Harvest is not halal, yet it's approved by the same halal authorities.
Remember, as far as these halal logos go, yesterday also we sent out something. Whatever I read in majlis, if I agree with it, I send it out. If I don't agree with it, so we have sometimes difference of opinion on secondary issues, so then I will not send it out. But anyway, so I sent it out. As far as halal logos, halal organizations go, South Africa and Africa and Europe, America, whole world, I don't have confidence in any one of them throughout the world. So whichever country I went to, this was one of my famous questions. How do you all determine what is halal, haram here? And I just asked them 4 or 5 questions flat. They can't give you satisfactory answers and so forth. This is the law. I'm giving you the principle. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, Jami'u ma fil bahri halal. That you must remember, whatever is in the ocean, in the sea, is halal. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius born in Gaza al-Mubarakah in the year 150, said, there's only one istisna, one exception, and that is the frog. So we ask Imam Shafi'i, meaning we read the books. So Imam Shafi'i says, why I excluded, exempted the frog? Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an qatli Divda. Nabi alayhi salam prohibited from the killing of the frog. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Similarly, the Malikis, and you must remember the Hanbalis, their verdict is very similar. They make more exceptions as well. You must remember that. So, but they also basically they say that. Hanafis, on the other hand, go the other way. They say that only fish is permissible, and anything that does not fall in the category of the fish family, not permissible. I give you 2-3 examples. Crayfish. So if you study, you must remember that the animals and whatever, they in the fish, and so in the marine life and in the ocean. So it's called crayfish, but it's not a fish. Ginger beer. I drink ginger beer. It's zanjabil, it's ginger, but it's not beer. So here also crayfish, it's not a fish, it's not permissible according to Hanafis. Lobsters are not permissible, your mussels are not permissible. So calamari is not permissible. So remember, all that will be permissible according to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, but Hanafis will say no. So that is the usul, the principle you must understand.
If I buy a machine for business purposes, do I have to pay zakat on the value of the machine?
On fixtures, fittings, machines, all that, no zakat. Unless you are selling it, then there will be zakat. Yes, what you're going to manufacture with that machine. So the end product, on that also, there will be zakat, and the raw products as well. For example, you must remember, just take an example. I got 5-10 machines, right? And I don't have, obviously, example. So I got 5-10 machines, and I'm running a big factory. I'm manufacturing cupboards and tables and chairs and lounges and what have you and so forth. So the end product also, there will be zakat on it. And all the hood and whatever I use, you must remember, on all that also there will be zakat. But on your fixtures, fittings, machinery, no zakat.
Mufti Saab, why do people go for 6 weeks Hajj when Hajj is only 5 days?
Hajj is 6 days, brother. So the 6 days optional. Remember that my family, my sister and Ahmed is to go for Hajj, and my parents and so forth, they went for 3 months and 4 months. My parents went for about 2.5-3 months in 63. Hajj was on a Friday. My sister and them went, and brother-in-law from Durban, before Ramadan they went, and they came back after Hajj. 4 months almost they spent there. So the more time you spend, you must remember, in Hajj, the better it is. You go once in a lifetime. So why you go to Durban 100 times? Why you go to Joburg 100 times? Why you go to Dubai 20 times, 10 times? So remember, Allah Jalla Wala made the Baytullah. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ لَرَادُكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. So Allah calls Baytullah the Haram Sharif, M33M, Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Allah calls the Haram Ma'ad, Mathaba, Aykathirul Marji'a, a place, it is a magnet, you want to go again and again and again and again. Ya Allah, bar bar hazri nasib farma dije. Ya Allah, bring us again and again and again and again. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma performed 65 Hajj, 1,000 Umrah. Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a pity today our Darulums and Jamiat, majority of them, they don't teach Asma or Rijal or Nisa. They just quick everything. So there's not right that. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 55 Hajj he performed. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, 50 times. So when they ask Imam Abu Hanifa, Pirane Pir, for what you'll have to go so many times, like you asking for what, 6 weeks? So he said, Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius. He said, I read the Quran Sharif so many a time, but when I looked at this verse, I did not find the virtue of this, like this, for any other ibadat, only for Hajj. And therefore, I decided to go every year, and he performed 55 Hajj. Imam Sahib was born in the year 80 after Hijrah, and passed away in 150. So meaning that he lived for 70 years, 80 to 150, so 70 years he lived, and he performed how many? 55 Hajj. So you work it out. From the age of 16 onwards, he's performing Hajj, from the time he became Baligh, basically. So that is what happens. So why? So Imam Abu Hanifa, the genius, gave the answer. He said, I read Surah Hajj, Surah number 22. And in there I read, Allah Jalla Wala says, you go for Hajj, then what will happen to you? So Almighty Allah states, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. You know, in Urdu, Gujarati, Meman, our vernacular, we say, Panke nafa kar yo kape, apru nafa kare. So we must do things and make a profit out of it. We must make some money out of it. So yeah, the word is used, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. So Surah Hajj, chapter number 22 and verse number 28. So he says, this is the only place I found this. You will see the profit, the benefit, P-R-O-F-I-T, and the benefit in this world and the year after. Open Tirmidhi Sharif, you will find that it echoes this. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tabi'u bain al-hajj wal-umrah. You perform Hajj, then go for Umrah. You perform Umrah, go for Hajj. I did that for so many years with Allah's help. What is the benefit? فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْإِثَمْ وَالْفَقْرِ. It will erase the vices and sins and remove the poverty, provided that we are sincere. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So don't object on the people going 6 weeks. Why you go for honeymoon for 2-3 weeks? Honeymoon is haram in Islam. So when people do haram, we don't object. People do good things, we want to object. You see why? Our minds are a little bit skewed also. Just like the Americans and the Israelis, rogue regimes.
Mufti Sahib, do we have to be present for Qurbani, or can somebody slaughter on our behalf?
Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his ladli, told his sahib zadi, beloved Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidatu Nisai Ahlil Jannah, oh my beloved ladli, sahib zadi, do you know your virtues? Fatima to Sayyida to Nisai Ahlil Jannah, she is the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So one day hadith Mustafa Ahmed, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling and informing his ladli, his saibzadi, Sayyida Fatima, Qumi washhadi, stand here and witness your own qurbani and so forth. Now today, you see, kalimatu haqqin wa iradatul batil. The words are correct, but the application we take out, interpretation is wrong. So now tomorrow is qurbani day, for example. People say, I'm taking my wife, taking my daughter, taking my mother, mother-in-law, whole lot. We're going to the farm. And now 100 men are there, 200 women are there, 50 women are there, all seeing one another, laughing, joking. All that is haram, obviously. So this is where there is proper facilities, parda, all that. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam see and stand here and witness your qurbani. So remember, it is best you are there present, but if you're not, there is no problem. My qurbani will be done here in the deer. I won't be there. I'll be in Durban, inshallah. So remember, it's better to be there, but not compulsory. We leave it there, Muslim Kareem. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum. رحمة الله وبركاته.